Alrighty, welcome to Fry Bread Journeys here on the Mighty 690. We have our theme music now.
Yes, that was super cool.
Yeah, so we have Chris Crane, Amy Dollar, and Amy, you said you were able to wrangle that theme music for us. That was pretty great.
Yes, I asked for permission. It's amazing what happens if you just ask.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So special thank you to Sten Jotty for letting us do that. Big shout out to him. That is very cool. He grew up in Glenpool, Oklahoma, and then he is lives in up there, Iowa somewhere now, I think. And he was in season one of Reservation Dogs on Hulu, and he'll be in August. He'll be in Tulsa, so you should follow him on Facebook page. And if you like his music, definitely go check him out.
Yeah, we're gonna hear a little bit more of it in a bit. But yeah, welcome to Fry Bread Journeys, everyone.
So what do we have?
Yeah, that's great.
Halito.
Hey.
Halito is hello in Cherokee.
Okay. Choctaw.
I'm learning stuff all the time.
OCO is hello in
O-C-O.
Cherokee.
Okay.
Yep. Or CO. Okay. You can say CO. Well, we were just talking about what we did, what was it, last week? Yes. Not last Friday, but the Friday before. Oh, my goodness.
It was so much fun.
Bill Davis took Amy and myself and Amy's husband, poor Nick, went along with us, and we just kind of traveled around, ended up places I've never been. And
yeah, that's what we talked about. I didn't know between here and Nowata there was anything that direction. Chelsea, Welch, somewhere, but that was it. So
you need to go to the Facebook page, has a video, and we went to Riders Ford. It was really pretty, and then went to the Dollar Hole, and it was a great experience. It was a beautiful day, number one. That helped a lot.
But oh yeah, it was nice.
I will
weather.
Say Amy and Nick had never had peanuts and Pepsi before.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever had that?
I have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a first for them, and I said you could do Dr. Pepper or Coke. Pepsi's, my family prefers that, but I don't know.
It was
you never
pretty,
did really get a
I liked reaction. It. I liked it. It was really good. I liked the flavors. So Pepsi, and Pepsi is okay. I like Coke, but I like Pepsi. Pepsi's good. You know what really I kept thinking about was, you know, man, my grandpa had a peanut farm before I was born, and so then my dad and all them, and I've had peanuts every way there is to have them. I've had,
never
know,
done
taken,
that though,
but never ever did anyone mention putting them in pop. So well, that was really cool, and I liked
that. I got tickled at Nick because he goes, "This is like a really good snack."
It
is a good snack. That's why we do it. But we had, I don't know, we went around Riders Ford, and we went to Bowling Springs.
That is a cool place. I like
it.
Little,
smelled wonderful, didn't it?
It did. It did. I have not yet gotten out there, but I am. It is my mission. I'm like, I want to
You're
go
looking
and try
James
the Bowling barbecue.
Springs. There is an actual. There's a Cherokee Community Center that got built out there. There's not
That's
a lot
very
in Bowling
nice
Springs.
Community Center too.
But what they have is the Bowling Springs, and the last name of the people that, and they're still running it. Les is Bowlin. And they have a general store, and on Friday and Saturday nights, they have barbecue. And it is the best barbecue around, from 5 to 10. I have had the pleasure of eating it, but when we pulled up by the store, it was amazing. We were like, oh, and it was a Friday.
Oh, they were prepping.
They were prepping, yes, they were cooking for that night, and we were all kind of talking about. But I had some place I was supposed to be that night, and so did she, so we didn't go back, unfortunately.
So is there a spring anywhere around, or is that just a name?
I guess there's a spring somewhere. I don't know. We'd have to ask Bill.
Yeah, we would definitely have to figure that out.
Our source. Yeah. Bill Davis is our source.
He was definitely our guide on that journey, because I'd never been that area. But the river is very nice. It's wider there than it is kind of up in the Montgomery County area. So it's not as treacherous. It was very, of course, no river right now is too.
Well,
it's very nice. It looks like you could get in the water and safely get out.
I think it was lower than normal too. Somebody commented on the picture and said that they used to camp down there. But what I liked the idea was that you could put in, like Bill said, a raft or something, and then float down to that other, the Shufelt's place on the Dollar Hole. And that was gorgeous.
It is
the
gorgeous.
The camping area and everything was
great.
It
is
great.
A very nice, nice public camping area, I do believe. It is public camping. Yes, you got to pay, but it's very nice. And you got the little pond area there and then the river. And I like that because you don't have to leave to go float, do a float trip. You don't have to go to Missouri or anything like that.
You're local.
Can just take a day trip and float. And I can't wait to take my kids to do that. I keep telling them that is one of my...
Well, I told my husband, I said, we're going down and going to go fishing. It was just so nice. And I didn't realize there was a camping spot down there. But we went by. We also went by the old rock quarry down by Lenapah, and Bill told stories. And
so, you know, a lot of people have gotten in that water before and go swim there. And I think people still go swim there. And my daughter was talking about it.
I don't think they're supposed to.
And no, they're not. But what was kind of scary was on the west side, he said there was a whole interurban car down
that,
there.
Yeah.
And could you imagine if the water was low and you jumped in on that side? Like that, I think that would be so scary.
My husband told me that he jumped in there one time. And that he kind of dove in. And then and the water wasn't as clear, I guess, that he came up and he realized the ledge that was jutting out right where he had, next to where he had jumped in. He said, well, that was dumb.
Man, wouldn't it be cool to actually see that car, you know, be able to.
Bill said the train, he was an engineer, you know, and the train tracks go right by there. And he said that you could see the water clear, you could see the top of it. Now, that's kind of amazing to me. But it was very interesting because it went the whole interurban. We basically followed the old highway. It went parallel to the old highway.
It did, and went down to Nowata and up to Cherryvale and Chanute, right?
Or it was Independence. I don't know about Chanute.
Or Fredonia. Maybe it just stopped in
but
Cherryvale.
I know it was Independence.
I think it went to Parsons, too, at one time. Yeah, all over.
It really was. Well, we went through while we were driving down on 169. He was pointing out things. And I don't know, right near Possum Creek, it was a black settlement for freedmen, and it had been called Elliott, and then it was called Seminole Station. And he talked about how they had picnics, 3-day picnics every year, and 4,000 to 5,000 freedmen would come to this, and it was just quite a celebration.
Field it areas is. And that's when he, you know, and you just try to picture all that, and it's very,
he's a good storyteller.
Yes, and you can picture all the people out there camping, and you can picture tents, and you can picture little cook fires, and you can see all that, and it's very, very cool to imagine all these, you know, places that we kind of just drive by. Oh, there's a field, and we keep driving, and then to be with the right kind of storyteller, or the
exactly.
right kind of person who knows that, to be able to have that whole other experience of seeing what is now, you know, like a field. So
I think we're pretty lucky that we've got Bill that will do that.
Yes, thank you.
And yes, thank you, Bill, that will take the time to take us out there and kind of give us some history. And I don't think you can learn enough about where you live.
Yeah, and that's a nice kind of oral history, you know, to be able to pass that along. And that's really how I think humans, one of the best ways, you know, we like stories. And to be able to experience it. Yeah, you can read about it, sure. But when you're there and you have someone telling you exactly what things are, I mean, that's why we have, you know, museums and all that sort of thing.
Exactly.
This is I think, a big part of the human experience.
I think it is, too. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, I got back Saturday. I went to the Cherokee Nation Community and Cultural Outreach Conference. It was the first one I've attended, and it was in Tahlequah at the Chota Conference Center next to the casino. I actually went as a member of the board for Native American Fellowship. It was amazing. I know it was one of the smaller ones because they just started the in-persons back up. For like the last 3 years, it's been virtual. But I was very impressed, made new friends. We received an award, and I will talk more about that when I come back on to talk about Native American Fellowship.
Congratulations, Naffy.
Thank you. And our sister community in Kansas City won 2 awards.
Ah, congratulations to them,
but
too.
But while we were there, Chief Hoskin was there, and he gave the address both days, and it's pretty inspiring stuff talking about community volunteerism and everything. But he came around to every person in there and shook hands. And he walked over to our table, and we knew him, but he came back over and he said, "Hey, Chris, how's Fry Bread Journeys going?" And I was like, good. Great. It was wonderful. He took a picture with me at the Will Rogers. Amy wasn't able to make it to the Will Rogers signing, but it was quite a deal. We're thrilled.
I know, and it looked very cool, and I can't wait to go take my kids and go down there and check it out, because we have not ever been to, I mean, we drive right by, but I've never been there, so we definitely want to take the time to go and see it.
So I'm kind of eyeballing. I brought a cake in. I told you, as promised, I would. Yes, don't judge the looks of the cake.
I'm ready to try this cake.
I think
so
we need to try it. You guys take a bite.
You want to hold it up so the folks on Facebook can see it.
It's broken up.
It looks good. See, it looks good.
A lot of pecans. So the recipe I found was for a Georgia pecan upside down cake. So we don't have any Georgia pecans.
Yeah.
So it's an Oklahoma pecan.
That's right. That's completely acceptable. I think it might be better.
I think it might be better. And it doesn't have any white sugar in it. And I was telling you both, it's a bundt. I used a bundt pan. I greased the heck out of that thing and made this topping that went in, and it was a little bit of coconut, pecans, brown sugar, butter. What are you thinking, Amy?
I think it's super, super good. And I think then, it can be breakfast or dessert.
Yes, I kind of started thinking, had a little cinnamon and vanilla, and then the batter, which kind of freaked me out a little bit. So it was flour, and it had more brown sugar, but it had like 2 tablespoons of baking powder, which will make stuff puff up. And I was really getting that batter going, and I kind of turned away. When I came back, you could tell it rose, and I thought, is that supposed to do that?
Oh. But
it plopped in there pretty good, and it took about 30, 35 minutes to bake.
It's really good.
I let
really
it cold. I like pecans, so I don't know how you could go wrong with this. But
you
can
never have too many pecans.
Are we going to share this on the Facebook page, the recipe?
I will share the page. Yes, I will. And I have another recipe for everybody. When I was at the conference, our sister community, Kansas City Cherokee community, they came up, and one of the guys there, he's on their board, Joe Parker, and he's a really swell guy. We had gone up there. My husband and I went up, I don't know, it was September. They donated a bunch of backpacks and school supplies for South Coffeyville School. Kansas City Group did, because they don't have a JOM program and they wanted to help out. So while we were there, Joe, I said, you know what? We were talking about the fry bread thing. And I said, your blackberry dumplings were like the bomb, man. So his recipe is basically you get 2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 egg, which is unusual, 3 tablespoons of sugar, and 3.5 teaspoons of baking powder. And you get it all in the bowl, and you add, I'm not going to tell you how much milk, because he said add it as needed, just little at a time to make a stiff batter. And set that to the side. And then he did 3 pints of blackberries, 1 cup of sugar, 1.5 tablespoons of butter, and 3/4 cup of water. Brought it to boil and let it really kind of, I guess you kind of macerate
it
a little.
Oh, so he did it like grape dumplings, huh?
It is. It's just kind of like grape dumplings. And then he would drop teaspoons of the batter in there and cover it and let it cook for like 15 to 20. It was excellent. And I mean, he did, when I went, it was a big deal. So there was a lot of people. So he had done a huge amount. And my husband still talks about him. And yeah. I like those. So
well, I love blackberry, anything.
Oh, yeah. I do too. And I guess what I liked about it, I've had grape dumplings, and a lot of times people use the grape juice. Just like Welch's grape juice, and then thicken up, sweeten it, and everything. But this, I like because there was chunks of blackberries. And you can do it with strawberries, too.
Okay.
It's different.
I like it.
But there's a restaurant, I think, down Tahlequah that does strawberry dumplings.
It was very interesting.
Yeah. Pretty good. So we just had, a really good time. In fact, I'm wearing a bracelet one of the Kansas City ladies made.
Oh,
I know.
That was very cool.
She beaded that.
That's nice.
I know. Very nice of her, Melissa. Thank you if you're listening, Melissa McKee. So we had a good time. I don't know. Our next, what are we on? I don't know how much time we have left.
We've got 4 minutes.
Okay. We know we're going to be on Monday, July 24th at 9:10. Today's recording, we will share to the Facebook page.
Yes, we will share it.
And we will put the recipes on there, too. But I want to thank our sponsor today, too, before I forget. It's my husband, Charlie Crane.
Yes, big shout-out to Charlie Crane for this.
Big shout-out. And he is a lucky man because, why? Because he's married to me, of course.
And he gets to eat the leftover cake.
That's
no, he doesn't get it. I brought the whole cake.
Oh,
he didn't get any.
Really
like, what are you talking about?
I didn't know if he got an extra cake at home.
I'll do something. I'll make something for him. Don't worry. Don't you worry about him. He'll get something. But we're also, if anybody's interested, we'd kind of like to go to half an hour. And if anybody's interested in sponsoring another 15 minutes, please call Penny here at KGGF.
She'll fix you up.
I know, we would like to have guests.
Yes, yeah, and that would allow you to have your segment and then another guest segment,
yes,
which is
exactly,
great.
Exactly,
And we're pretty good promoters.
And bring more food, if that's what you want. I mean,
oh,
if
yeah.
you want...
We never say no to food.
Well, like I said, no. This was not the prettiest cake in the world.
and if you do make the cake and you figured out the way to make the toppings not stick to the bottom, share your picture.
Please share your picture.
I would say, yeah, maybe nix the bundt pan, because we're anti-bundt pan ownership here at the station. Well, we had the bundt pan episode, which will go down in history.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I greased it, it was a non-stick, I don't understand. No. But I've made other things.
It's because it's a bundt pan.
That's right. I bought one. For the first time after your lemon blueberry cake you made.
Oh, yeah.
And so I bought a bundt cake, but it's shaped like, at the bottom, it looks like a, well, I guess the top, it looks like a sunflower. It's a sunflower shape. very, very Kansas bundt cake, so pan.
Okay, but, well, that topping on that, I just tried it.
Oh,
that's
it's
good.
Fantastic.
I had not tried this.
So I had a problem. I needed to stop eating because I was just going to eat the whole topping first.
Well, the cakes, that's staying here for you guys.
Oh,
so
good. We'll make use of it.
Well, I know John's going to come in and want a piece.
He will.
As soon as he poured it.
Yeah, as soon as he finds out it's here, he'll...
No, he knows because I stopped and talked to him before.
I'm surprised he hasn't come back already.
No, he walked by to you in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. So food, especially in the morning. Yeah. This was perfect. I like it. You could have it with coffee. You could have it, like I said,
yeah, it's not super duper crazy sweet, you know? Things get all, you know, you don't need that. It's great.
I do want to say that this coming Saturday on July 1st, they're having a ribbon skirt fashion show in Veneta.
I've been looking at that. That's very cool.
Well, Cindy Evans, and she's a friend of mine. In fact, I'm a new member of the Indian Women's Pocahontas Club of Claremore, and she recruited me. She's in Chelsea. She has a business called Two Needles Native Designs, and I have two ribbon skirts. Did you see the pictures I posted on?
I did.
She made both
cool.
of those.
And she got pockets.
I got pockets. She made both of those ribbon skirts, and she's making a tear dress for me. She's one of the featured artists. They only have seven, and they'll have stuff for sale. So the fashion show is at the Anna Mitchell Welcome Center in Veneta from 2 to 4, but I think doors open at, I think from 12 to noon, or 12 is noon, from 12 to 2, they'll have, you can come in and meet people and buy stuff. And they have a really cool gift shop anyway.
I want to make the girls have matching traditional Choctaw dresses with us.
I think she can do that for you.
I have a grandbaby coming in September. September 28th. That's going to totally mess up.
My birthday.
Unity gathering. I was like, well, the baby better get used to
September 28th is my birthday.
Yeah. So the baby better get used to having his birthday at the Unity gathering every year if he comes on time. But I want to get him a little outfit to wear when he's born. That might be a good place.
I got the cutest shirt she had. And it's just a t-shirt, but she made it as a ribbon shirt for my great nephew. Yeah. And I had a picture of him wearing it. And she's very talented. So,
that's fantastic.
You know, shout out to Cindy because she does a lot of good stuff.
Well, as we wrap up here, anything else you want to share on this episode of Fry Bread Journeys?
I don't know. Just if you guys have any suggestions or anything, message us on that Fry Bread Journeys Facebook page if there's something you would like us to talk about.
Yes.
If there's a recipe that you have that maybe I would be happy to try and make it. I'm obviously not adverse to trying new things, but this turned out okay.
It tastes fantastic.
Really good.
Yep.
I'm not entering contests with this, but it's good.
Yeah, go. People like the Facebook page for updates, and you get you share
do.
All sorts
Follow
of fantastic
us.
Stuff all month long. So we appreciate you doing
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
And this is just fun.
It is good. A lot of fun. And good. Chris is one of those people that remembers to take her phone when she goes to events, and she gets lots of pictures. And it's and she's a traveler, man. It's
I
awesome.
Do. I like
so
that stuff.
I get excited when I get to go anywhere, and then I like to watch her pictures.
I'm going to find other things for Amy to try, like the peanuts and Pepsi.
Yes,
I'm going to find other things. So put that in there.
I feel like I'm very well fooded, but when I run into stuff that's new, especially at Oki,
it's a regional thing.
Yeah, that's a.
That's great.
It's very cool. So,
well, thanks for having us, James.
Yes, thank you.
All right, another Fry Bread Journeys in the books, and we'll do this again here next month.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Crane, Amy Dollar here on the Mighty 690. Another Fry Bread Journeys in the books, and we do have more open line on the way.